Good morning, everyone. Good to see so many of you here on this nice frosty day. It's just a pity somebody hadn't pulled the curtains back and let the sun shine through. But I trust you all had a good Christmas and a new year and are prepared for what this new year will bring. I would also like to congratulate you if you managed to complete the challenge that we set last January to read our Bibles in a year. I must confess that I have failed to complete the task myself as I got sidetracked by other things. But I'm going to try again this year, as knowing our Bibles is important. It gives us the knowledge to speak to others about our faith. Our reading today relates to the details of Jesus' baptism in the past tense. It's not an account of the baptism, it just says Jesus was baptized. Mark and Matthew tell us all the details, but Luke, unlike those other evangelists, simply tells us that Jesus was baptized along with many others. He does not even say that the baptism was conducted by John. It is purely a factual account given in setting the scene for Jesus' ministry and what Luke was going to tell us about that. Many of us have been baptized, either as a baby or an adult, and it is taken as a sign of our membership of God's family. Within the baptism service, we normally walk the child around the church and welcome him into God's family. Jesus came to baptism not because he needed the ritual cleansing that the water provides and is used to show when we are baptized that we are casting off our sins in a visible way to show to others that we recognize our need for cleansing in God's sight. And we do this today in our service by confessing our sins, as unfortunately we are simply unable just to stop sinning and become clean forever onwards. We fall back into sin, perhaps not just the next day, perhaps it's just something small, perhaps it's something large, but we keep falling back into sin. But we have a God who we can come to and who will accept our confession and forgive us and wash our sins away. There's no hiding our sins away from God. He sees them. We have to just confess them. The life of John the Baptist and Jesus were intertwined at a very early age. Elizabeth, John's mother, never thought that she would be a mother because of her age, but she was blessed with a child in later life. Over the Christmas period, we've heard the story of Mary going to see Elizabeth when she learnt that she was going to be a mother, and that Elizabeth's baby leapt within her when they met. To me, this really shows that God does not just do random things, that he has a plan that he is working to. Hence, John was born just before Jesus to prepare the way for Jesus. John had been given a job by God to prepare for Jesus to come to the people and to be their saviour. John did this in quite an aggressive way. And although he had many followers, he also had made many enemies, and very powerful ones at that. Are we as hard-hitting as John was in his ministry? I'm not saying ashes and going eating wild honey, and it might be good for us, but it's not something that we would actually really want to do, is it? But are we prepared to do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do in this church? And we're going to be thinking a lot more about that over the coming weeks and months. We need to be bold in what we say when we are challenging what is being done, or as we talk to someone about Christ and seeking to lead them into fellowship with him. I know it is not easy, but as Christians, it is what we are called to do. And we can only do it outside of the church, in our daily lives, at work, in a social group, or even in our families, as Salima has told us today. We come to church to be refreshed and to be encouraged by God, to worship him and to give him thanks for all that he has done for us over the past week, or however long it has been since you come. We come to join others who are like-minded as us, to learn from their experiences and the help that God has given them. You could look at it as if our visits to church were a short break from our service to God to replenish our enthusiasm. But there is something more important than the encouragement that we get from each other, and that is the gift of the Holy Spirit that we are given when we believe and trust in God. In our reading, we have the example of the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus in the form of a dove and affirming Jesus as God's loved Son, in whom he was well pleased. John recognized his position as a servant of God and that Jesus was the Messiah. We read in the first verse in our reading, the people were waiting expectantly and were wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. But John was downplaying this. He was not accepting that position. He said, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. John knew his place, yet he was also bold enough that to challenge Herod and condemn sin. That is something that we need to do in our world at this time, and it won't be easy. But God will be with us if we are to speak out the words that the Holy Spirit gives us. My challenge to myself, as much as to each of you, is to do this and not to consider what the effect it will have on our standing in the eyes of those around us, but for us to be humble servants of God, doing his will and sharing his gospel. All too often, I certainly find that I'm afraid to speak out because I wonder what other people will think of me. Is that the case for you? But God will give us his Holy Spirit. He will give us the words that we need to speak if we trust him. My prayer is that each one of us will learn to recognize the Holy Spirit and to do what he is leading us into during this coming year. Amen.